back at Boomer Field, getting ready to kick off the second half. 13-7, West leads East here. Classic Bowl 34, and they are going to tee this thing up. East will kick off to the West this time. West will be going right to left. East going left to right as we are looking at it there on your dial or wherever you're joining us in from, all across the great three states of Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma.
East better play some defense. They don't want to let them get too far ahead of them.
There goes Pinkard's kickoff. It's going to be a high one once again, fielded right in front of the goal line. It's going to be taken at the 1. He's out to the 10, to the 15, looking for a little space to the 20, to the 25. Wrapped up, and Daniel Sanchez getting in there, some kick return duty for the Dodge City Red Demons. Takes it all the way out to the 25. Pretty good return. And that's where they will start. First and 10 for the West. 13-7 your score, and the West with the lead.
East, see if they can get a three and out here. That's really what they need, get a three and out. They're going against the wind here in the third period, so they need to keep the field position in their favor.
Seeing some new bodies out there. Is Willie Norton going to enter the game for Beaver? Adam Creason going to be in on offense. There's Jaden Hall back out there.
Surprise, surprise.
And Brent Bozarth is going to trot out there with him. Now we're going to get a couple wide outs, really wide out down on our end is Tabor Marlatt. And there's Twins to the right. Snap the Hall. He goes to the short side of the field on the right. They shaked around. They got immediate penetration, and that time Hall wasn't going anywhere. He gets a no gain.
See who that is. See if they'll square up.
That was Nash Hunter once
Nash
again.
Nash Hunter, boy.
Getting in there.
He can move.
He's playing with kind of a bounce in his step. He's really having fun. You can tell
really
from
is.
His body language that Nash is really enjoying this.
He looks like a nose tackle, but they've got him at the linebacker, and he can move.
Oh, he is an athlete. You watch him run the football. He's one of those guys, you ever watch him jump over a guy and wonder how he ever got up there. Chris Jones just now running on the field for Shattuck. I don't know if he's dealing with an injury as well. He's just now coming out of the locker room. Hall looking to run, trying to escape, and just got rid of the football, but they're going to call
yep.
Say he was down before he threw it.
Good defense by that East team as they would not let him get going. He thought he saw a crease, headed around the right side, couldn't get anywhere. Now we've got a third and long coming up.
Well, early on, you can see the East defensive plan is let someone else beat you, not named Jaden Hall. They're really keying on Jaden Hall right now. Rylan Johnson going to trot off there. They're running on. Now they're running on Chris Jones, who just came out of that locker room. He's going to come back in to the line. Norton's going to trot off. Wide left, the near side is Ceniceros.
Got to keep contained on Hall on this if they do pass it.
Spread the field out for him. He's going to roll to his left. He's looking to pass. Rifles one across, and it's picked off right across the middle of the field. And that's going to be intercepted and turned back to the 20. Right inside the 20 at the 18, Aaron Seabolt. With a fantastic play, reading the eyes of Jaden Hall.
Wow.
And he never saw him.
He never saw him, and he just squatted down and then jumped up. He read that pass beautifully, and great play. That is exactly what that East defense needed.
And Seabold and Price back there at safety are wreckers. I mean, you get those two guys.
Yeah.
Good luck scoring with those two guys back there. Now they both have an interception.
And with these passing offenses and the runs, those safeties have to be versatile. They have to be able to support the run. They have to be able to cover all kinds of wide receivers, and that's why you're seeing such athletes put on the safety now.
Ball spotted at the 19, and Seabolt arrives angry. He's not very big, but boy, will he hit you. And that time, showing the hands. Great read by Seabolt. East back on offense. And that looks like we got a new quarterback in. The snap. Caden Hall's in at QB. He gives it to Snodgrass and kicks it up to the 15.
Yep.
And East using all their quarterbacks.
Yeah, now they've got Keegan Kreitz in there, one of the running backs. Going to be interesting. I've heard that he's really, really – I think he said that he squats like 600 pounds. Really a very strong kid.
Power lifter.
And it's going to be interesting to see what he can do with the football if they give him a chance.
He put under hobbies, helping at church and helping anyone who needs it around town.
I've known Keegan
a long time.
He's
a good answer.
Great, great kid.
4 yard gain there brings up second and 6 for the East. Trying to take it in, or for the West. I mean, the East. 13-7. Get confused because there's red and white out there. Snap the Hall. Give. Nowhere to go. Yeah, absolutely nowhere. As the up back driven to the ground, and that looks like number 36.
That's Kreitz. That's Keegan Kreitz. Keegan.
No gain. Looks like, they gave him a yard there, so 3rd and 5. Ball at the 15 now.
Coach,
coming in to score in the red zone.
Coach Connor Watson's got him 2 plays here to try to get a first down or a touchdown. They're deep. They don't want to give this up. They want to go in and score and take the lead here.
Got one receiver wide left here for East. That's Nate Butts. And one wide right. It's done. There is a slot receiver out there as well to the left. Hall puts a man in motion. It's Kreitz. He fakes the throw to Kreitz. Goes right up the middle looking for space. Weaving his way inside. He's going to be real close. I think he got
it. Yes, he's past the marker. First down.
First down.
First and goal.
And goal. Nice run by Hall. Good decision. He's at the 9-yard line. And East trying to take the lead now. Let's see if that missed extra point by Pope comes into play. And sometimes last year we had a lot of going for two. We had hardly any extra points. That went out the door early. This year we've had some kick attempts. Two receivers right. Dunn back out there wide to the right side. Moving into the slot. They fake the jet sweep. They hand go to the right side. Hall still on his feet and driven down. Picked up a few more. Picked up about 5 or 6.
Eric, you're right down there looking down the line of scrimmage. It looks like that East team is starting to get some push on that offensive line.
Yeah, they are. You know, a lot of that right there was Hall just kind of keep moving when he was hit. He got about 6 or 7 extra yards after he took his first hit. You know, but again, like you said, it's getting that initial push. Just allowing them to run just pretty much straight up the middle now.
This is a lot of guys that aren't on the depth chart. These are the third depth chart guys that are making this happen.
They're putting in some guys we haven't seen before, and they're performing.
There's so much talent on the field. I don't know how you decide who plays, but it will now be 2nd and goal from the 4 for the East squad. Wide out there to the left is Nate Butts again. Dunn to the right. In the slot is Totfest. He goes in motion. They snap it to Hall. He rolls to the left. Fakes the pitch. Tries to run it up inside. Did he get there? Touchdown. Hall.
Found the little
Caden crease. Hall from Perry with a 4-yard touchdown run. He faked the pitch right up the gut. And it is all of a sudden, it's tied at 13.
Looked like it was an option play, but I think it was a quarterback keeper all the way. He found a little crease along that left side. Snuck between a couple of defenders and into the end zone.
The Seabold interception sets up a couple big runs by Caden Hall. And now Snodgrass will hold it, and Pinkert will try to knock in the extra point. They tried to fake the going after it. He kicked it, and he made it very easily there for Mr. Pinkert. So 7:25 to go in the third quarter. East leads the West by just a point. Barn burner here in Classic Bowl 34. 14-13 your score. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
It's time for the annual Cut Quarter Horse Production and Consignment Sale, home of the Gold Seekers, set for June 11th, 10 a.m., Woodward, Oklahoma. Selling 45 two-year-olds, all colors, all sizes, all with 80 days training. Many are Riata Buckle and HPI eligible. In the offering are 3 owned sons of Frenchman's Guy, as well as prospects by Stevie Ray Vaughan, Dash to Fame, Kit Kat Sugar, Metallic Gray, Dukes and Divas, Mia Browbeater, Call Me Mitch, and Repeat Offender. As luck would have it, there's a rare opportunity to get a foal in utero by one of the greatest sires of all time, Shining Spark, for 2023 baby. There will also be a foal in utero by $8 million sire Woody Be Tough for a 2023 baby. And if it's a broodmare you're looking for, there are mares by Once in a Blue Boon, Slick by Design, Hydus Little Pep, Trey Sace, Rhinestone Bartender, and Herman Goldseeker. There will be a viewing of the sale as well as online bidding with DV Auction for those of you who cannot attend the sale. Be sure to check out the catalog, pictures, and videos of many of the horses on our Facebook page, Cut Quarter Horses LLC. For more information, call 580-256-6666.
Back here, Classic Bowl 34, 14-13 the score, 4-yard run by Caden Hall. And if your last name's Hall, you're having a pretty good game
tonight.
You're
doing all right. Caden and Jaden, you'd think they might be twins.
Yep, District Offensive Player of the Year set the school record in rush yards and touchdowns at Perry. His coach said, if we wouldn't have had him, we wouldn't have won 2 games. Great player, Caden Hall. There's the kickoff now, east to west. That's going to bounce inside the 15. They're going to do a quick pitch out to the 10-yard line, trying to do some more trickery, trying to run around to Sanchez and look for space. He's got nowhere to go. He's going to get dragged down just shy of that 20. And that's where the West squad will take over.
And now the West squad has the pressure right back on their shoulders. The East squad, got down, had to answer. They did with the big interception in the short drive. Now the West team, they've got the wind, and they really haven't done a lot with the wind this quarter, and we'll see if they can air it out a little bit.
It's not a strong wind, but it is an Oklahoma wind, so they're all kinds of strong
relative,
in their
right?
own way. It's at the 19 is where they marked the ball. Jaden Hall, once again, going to step in there as the signal caller. I would say behind center, because he's shotgun the entire game. And I think we're going to get a quick timeout by Team White here. So interesting. Burn a timeout right now. 7:17 to go here, left in this quarter. That's a little bit early.
Yeah, I mean, I think they know this is an important series here, and probably had somebody lined up or didn't have the right people in there, so decided let's get a time and get this right.
Couple interceptions. Really, both starting safeties for the West squad have an interception. And, they kind of talking with the coaches before the game, that was where you looked at the beef up front on the West, but those two safeties in the back are as advertised, Mr. Seabold and Mr. Price.
That was a short timeout.
Just getting some ducks in a row. See if what they have in store here, Coach Powers. Coach Maynard, there's a give up the middle.
Oh,
even inside, just looking for room. I think that was Mason Massey, and it was. And he is a hard runner, hard football player.
That was a tough 4 yards.
It's Mason at the next level, going to play running back at Sterling College. An 11-man All-State alternate. It's always impressive. Jaden Hall's an 11-man All-State or two. These guys at 8-man who make 11-man All-State. It's, not wildly different, but, the speed and for them to respect the 8-man game.
Speaking of that, I've talked to kids that played in both All-State game and this game. They said this game was a lot better.
Snap to Hall. He runs left. Play got blown up. He's going to find a little crease. He's out to the 35.
Whoa.
Steps inside and gets upended at the 40. And had he not, he may have been gone.
I thought he was gone. Then he got upended, did a flip, and landed.
That was Seabolt. And
saved Seabolt, a touchdown.
Such a good tackler. If that had been your average safety, not classic bowl, Jaden Hall would have been on to the race.
Because he had already accelerated. He was turning it on. He could see the end zone.
Yeah, I think that was the speed of Seabolt to recognize that. Hall thought he had a hole. Seabolt was able to kind of move in there and fill that open spot and take him out.
State champion Clinton Red Tornadoes. Seabolt's 5'6", 150, by the way. He is not big. Handoff, up back, nowhere to go. He is rattled down and fired up as Joe Jackson coming at you. He got there first, and he jumped up out of that pile.
I've been watching Joe Jackson all night. That guy constantly has a smile. He talks a lot, but he's out there having fun.
Yeah, who's in the middle of that? Our man, Owen Hurd.
Once again, Owen Hurd. 5:40 to go in the third quarter, 14-13 East. It is 2nd and 10 upcoming for Team West. They have pulled it all the way. Ball spotted now at the 38-yard line, their own 38, and Hall's in the gun. Snap, give to Massey. Looking for room. Finding room out to the 50 and out of bounds. And nice run that time by Mason Massey. Gets the first down and a couple more.
That time he just slid off tackles. He just slid off a couple of tackles going around that left side and was able to find an open space.
Crosses midfield, 47.
West has got a little drive going here. That's what they've been able to do with Hall.
First and 10, 5:17 left in this third quarter. 1-point lead for the East. West trying to answer. Going right to left here. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Hall, again, gun. Massey is a lead blocker. They get around it, though, and Hall's got to run for his life. He tries to stutter step his way out of it, and nowhere to go. 4, 5, 6 defenders there. Great job by the East team.
You're going to earn your tackle with Hall, though, because he could have easily went down. He just kept fighting, and it just, he's completely outnumbered, but he wasn't going to go down without a fight.
Macias was back there again. He has done a great job tonight as well.
Macias out of Enid. Enid Plainsman really showing up here.
And Macias going to play at the next level. Also, he's headed to SNU, going to be a linebacker. Says he wants to study business or engineering.
Nice kid. Had sat down and ate with him one of the nights that we were – one of the many nights that they fed everybody.
They ate a lot. They have eaten a lot. Marlatt wide right. Hall drops a snap. He's got to pick it up and run for his life. And he is tackled instantly and a big loss and a busted play. And getting back there quickly is Slade Snodgrass.
Wow, what a play by Snodgrass. Covington Douglas, is that right?
Yeah, Slade is a Alva gold bug, I believe.
No, Kingfisher.
Kingfisher, that's
Sorry
right.
about that.
Sorry, we've insulted three schools.
It's getting a little dark in the booth. It's hard to see. It's hard to see.
80. Got the gold right. On that fumble, that really wasn't a miscommunication or anything like that. That was just Hall kind of lost his focus a little bit as that came back and it just slipped through his hands.
Snodgrass, one of those guys on the depth chart, they put him everywhere. They basically said, we're going to get him on the field however we can. Big loss there. It's third and about 3 miles. Hall draws straight back. He's going to throw it over the middle field looking for Bozarth. They float it for the pick. And Seabolt broke it up.
Great play.
Good throw. They tried to grab it, and Seabolt coming up again broke that up. It's going to be fourth and a kabillion, and they're going to punt this football. We're going to take a break as well. 3:29 to go in the third quarter. East leads West 14-13. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Northwest Crane Service LLC is an Oklahoma-based company providing self-propelled modular trailers, heavy lift, crane, and rigging services nationwide. Northwest operates a fleet of mobile hydraulic and crawler cranes ranging from 60-ton to 1,200-ton lifting capacity. Northwest employees are driven by safety, motivated by challenge, and dedicated to seeing the job through. Northwest is currently seeking qualified, motivated individuals who are interested in beginning their career in the crane and rigging industry at a number of our locations. If you're interested in our services or career opportunities, give us a call at 405-373-2979.
Your ag operation is unique, and dealing with the right lender who can think like a borrower is key when searching for an ag loan. At Bank 7, their experienced ag lenders make it easy for you to secure a variable or fixed rate real estate loan, obtain equipment or livestock lines of credit, or FSA and other government guaranteed loans. For more info, go to bank7.com or call 580-254-0100 and speak with a business lender today. Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at Boomer Field, the Colt Merrick punt was a great one. Put it inside the one-yard line, and it rolled, and it was like you couldn't have placed it any better as he punted it off to the edge, and it went right inside the one. And now what looked like was a really good defensive stop for the East now has them backed up about a foot from their own goal line. 3:22 remaining here in the third quarter.
Guess we've got another timeout on the field.
I think they're getting their ducks in a row here is a change of possession. And they're going to start it out and bring them out here.
I think they gave them a little break, didn't they?
They deserved it. They've eaten a lot. They've played a lot.
Out and now the East team has to be careful. They can't fumble a snap or miss a block here. They're backed up.
I mean, that punt, it was angled to the left, and it really pinned it. I mean, the way he kept it right along just inside the hash, right where the numbers are, right before that G, a goal line, got down. Great punt coverage as well. And that means the squad going to start in the shadow of their own end zone.
And what do you do here? You know, you're on the one-yard line.
Be some form of power formation. 3:22 left in this third quarter. 1-point game. East in front of the West.
Well, this is where the shotgun makes you nervous right here.
And it's got to be a perfect snap, too.
Caden Hall back in there. His jersey tucked in.
There it is.
Fakes the give. He's going to run it himself. Can he get out? Can he get out of there? Will he? It's going to be close, and they're saying
safety.
No signal, and there it is. It's a safety. Oh, my. They needed 1 point, and they got two. West takes the lead on the safety.
I did defense is fired up for that West team. Their punter got him pinned down there, and the West defense answered, gets the penetration, gets a tackle, and drove him back. You know, it looked like he was going to get out, and that West defense just bowed up and drove him right back in the end zone and made the tackle.
So that is two interceptions for that West defense, and now a safety as they are winning it on D. And we talked a little bit about that they opened about the stereotype manner of this game. That West defense, they looked serious coming in, and they played that way tonight.
They really have. The only thing they've been wrong about, they said they predicted the East wouldn't score, so they have been wrong there, but they have played lights out on defense on that West side.
Well, you know, that's one thing that I was told coming out of the break, it, you know, by, you know, one of the West coaches was really, they said one play. You know, they felt like it was that one play that kind of changed everything in the first half. And, you know, and he was hoping that they were able to come out to start the third and kind of get back into their game plan.
3:12 left in this quarter. It is 15-14.
Don't forget, they're going to kick after this safety. They're going to do the kickoff, but they're kicking into that wind.
So West will get the ball back, as you do with the safety. There is a rule in this game. If you're up by 21 and you're down by 21 and you score, you get the ball back. I don't know. It doesn't look like it's going to come into play tonight, but that is a classic bowl rule. High kick by Pinkert. Fielded inside, just north of the 30. Running up the middle and nowhere to go. Driven down at the 43-yard line. It's going to be number four. Looks like Carson Martinez and Wade Lively on the stop.
That was excellent special teams by that East. They could have easily been had given the ball on the other side of the 50. Instead, they've got them on about the 43 after that safety. So that's good special teams execution by the East side.
So be a big defensive stand here for East. They got to come through with this one. Done pretty well so far tonight. 3:06 left in that third. It is 15-14. And so far, it's been all Jaden Hall, quarterback. He's the only quarterback we've seen for the West, outside of Joe Jackson, who was thrown a pass and then threw a pass. Hudson Hill lining up wide to our left.
If you've got to go with one guy, Jaden Hall's probably a good one to go with.
That's who I'd pick. Gallardo out wide to the right. Snap to Hall. Gets a block. Goes up inside. He's past the 45, almost to the 50, about the 47.
He played 5 yards, and there's just nothing there.
Great job by Snodgrass on the, you know, he got a hold of him. He kept him. He didn't need any help on defense for the tackle.
Yeah, and Snodgrass is fired up there. I just saw him clap those hands 4 times. Now representing Kingfisher. Last year's MVP for the East was from Kingfisher, Cade Stevenson. On the West, it was Hooker's Dylan Metcalf. And this rubber match, Classic Bowl rubber match, is tight, 15-14. Winner of this will take the lead in the all-time standings. Quick screen out to the left. That's Garcia. Jumps a guy and gets kicked out of bounds. Great move by Angel. Didn't get much yards out of it, but it looked good.
Now, is that legal in high school? I guess it is. And is it the college that's illegal? Or?
No, it's illegal. Jaden Hall got flagged for it this year. You can get flagged for jumping somebody. Now, I'm not sure. It has to do with whether the head is ducked or they're standing straight up. And that time, guy just went low to try to tackle Garcia, and he just skipped over him, gained a couple. Third and three for the West. Hall spreading it out again. Two receivers either side. Snap. Hall is going to roll to the right. Gets a block. He's got the edge. He's got the room. 45. Down to the 43, still at his feet, down to the 35-yard line, keeping his balance to the 30, inside the 30. What a run by Jaden Hall.
Well, I'm telling you what, he is putting on a show right now, isn't he?
That was pretty. As the balance he showed there to get all the way down to the 29-yard line and first and 10 when his team needed a 2:03 remaining in this third quarter.
He's carried the load, passing and running for this West offense, and has him ahead in the game right now.
We're going to run a play here really quick. There's two receivers left, one to the right. Man in motion. Fake the give. The ball's on the ground. The pitch is on the ground, and they're going to blow it dead. They're going to say it was a pass.
Oh, yeah, it was. That's a good, great call. It was forward.
The first and 10. Let's pause a minute here for station ID. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID and the 101 Classic Bowl Network. You are listening to K101, KWOX Woodward, your home for Classic Bowl 34. Second down and 10 upcoming, 1:39 remaining in this third quarter. 15-14, one-point game. West trying to stick it in here from the 29-yard line. Hall again, they spread it out for him, giving some running room. This time he is blown up quickly. And once again, that was Slade Snodgrass. And whenever I get that spotter board and I see your number everywhere, that's when I know. I mean, we talked. He's showing that right now. They're lining him up the line of scrimmage. He's backing off of it, and he is finding the football, as those Yellow Jackets tend to do.
Eric, on that last play where they fumbled or had the incomplete pass, was that intentional forward, or they just fumbled it forward?
It looked like it was intentional. It looked like it was Bozarth was coming across, and they got kind of crossed up, and Hall thought he was ready to receive it, and he just hit Bozarth in the chest.
Spread it out again. Shotgun snap, pump fake. Hall, now he's going to go deep right side, looking for Hill. Blown up at the back end of it. He was double-teamed, and Hill took a shot as both safeties converged, or safety in the corner converge on him. Caden Hall was out there. Looked like as well as Charquino.
Well, that was great defense.
A great job there by the East squad.
Looked like he was open for a little bit. That's what your safeties are supposed to do, close the gap.
43.9, and that's going to bring up a big fourth down and 8.
This will be a big stop for the East team.
Zach Carr running a play. Massey comes out. So they're keep in mind, Carr can throw, or he's a good runner as well, a good blocker, much like Massey.
And really, it was Caden Hall who made that last incomplete happen.
Wide both sides. Here's Hall on a 4th and 8. Big play in the game. He fakes left. Nobody open, so he rolls right. He fires right. Tries to shoot one. Oh, and a miscommunication.
Yep.
And it's incomplete, as pointing at himself as Colt Merrick cut in. Hall threw out, and it's a turnover on downs. 35.9 remaining in the third quarter. It's West 15, East 14. You're listening to the 101 Classic Bowl Network.
Radio announcer Charlie Throckmorton here for the 92nd Annual Woodward Elk BRCA Rodeo. Starting on June 8th on Wednesday, the rodeo starts at 8, following the rodeo, a dance in the arena. How about Thursday at 7:30, the prelims, rodeo at 8. Friday night, mutton-busted calf scramble followed by the rodeo and a 10 p.m. dance at the Woodward County Fair Building with Kyle Parks. Saturday night, same thing, Woodward Event Center, the dance at 10 with another superstar, Josh Ward. Get your tickets now, $12 online or $15 at the gate. Check out the website at woodwardelksrodeo.com.
Join Whites Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at Whites Welding. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Back at Boomer Field, 35.9 remaining in this quarter, 15-14. East back on the field, and Caden Hall back under center, well, really in shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. He's got two backs beside him as well, and they're going to try to get a couple plays, and he just kind of feigns a pass and then takes off sprinting down the right near side, and Creason grabs him and wraps him up just past the 30-yard line. And I don't know, we'll see if they get another play in. Clock ticking with 23 seconds left in this quarter. We haven't seen a lot of Ben Harmon. He played that first quarter.
Yeah.
Titson, the cash-in quarterback, one of the best quarterbacks in the state.
I'm
any
kind
class,
of surprised that we haven't seen him.
Hasn't been out there. Maybe a UCO called and said, that's enough.
Yeah, that could
be.
You
get three series.
You know what? That does play
like
into
it. Wrap him in bubble wrap. But that's going to do it for the third quarter. At the end of three, it is West 15, East 14. It's a one-point game with one quarter to go. Classic Bowl 34. This is the 101 Classic Bowl Network.